Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Davis, and welcome to the show today. You're listening to The Lori Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And today I'm super excited and delighted to welcome my guest, Dano. And Dano is going to talk to us today about success, making money, because, of course, this is our Wednesday, and Wednesday is always about entrepreneurship, finances, business, and I like to seek out those guests who are so credible and come here and share with us their journey and their story. So get your notebooks out, because I know you're going to want to jot a few things down. I'm certainly ready to take some notes. And I see Dano has arrived, so I'm just going to get right into it here. Welcome, Dano, to the show today.
Hi, thank you for having me, Lori. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Well, today, believe it or not, Dano, as you very well know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, that an hour goes by really fast, especially when we're into our topic. So sometimes I forget to make sure that people, my guests, have given out their contact info. So I like to clean that up right away, if you don't mind. And because
sure.
At the end of the show, I know people are going to want to reach out to you. So what are the best ways to contact you, Dano? Over to you.
You know what? Yes, Lori, the best way probably at this point is social media. And you can add me to Facebook. I also have a LinkedIn profile. Those are the two main things that I use for my business and even my lifestyle. So for my full name, if anybody wants to take that down, it's a D-O-N. And my last name is C-I-O-E. So first name Don, last name C-O. And Dano is a nickname that I've actually adopted probably over the last 15 to 20 years. So we just keep it at that.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much. So let's get started just by perhaps sharing with our listeners, you know, you have a passion for helping others, making money. What is it about helping others to make money, and where did that come from? You have a passion to help others financially. So do you want to talk a little bit about that, where that may have started for you?
Yeah, sure. It actually started, almost 30 years ago when I really started to get out in the workforce. And I loved working with people. I found that people, you know, are the number one reason why I basically started my career in sales back when I was about 17 years old, 16, 17, when I started working. And I was the type of person who just didn't want to be, you know, locked up in a little office doing something on a computer or just doing something that I was working for myself. I wanted to get out there and I wanted to help people, you know, where if it's a service that I was doing, I was in fast food restaurants. I was waiter. I was in the automotive industry. I did years in real estate and a lot of public service stuff. So my entire career up until today has been in sales and just helping others achieve success. And over the last, I would probably say close to about 7 years, I actually, you know, focused on how I can help others achieve financial success and also a well-being, you know, with themselves. So I did a lot of research, followed a lot of mentors that I grew up with, whether it was in a company or a job that I had growing up, establishing my career and my person, gaining confidence along the way. And I think over the last 7 years, being in the car business, I was in the car business for about 12 years. I think that's when it mostly started. But over the last 7 years, I've owned my own business as an entrepreneur, and I built up my own company as a consultant and helping many, many people, salespeople, managers, and all sorts of different people in the car business achieve success, even just on a sales level. I believe that's basically what comes first. A saying that I go by is focus on the mission, not the commission. I think it's very powerful because if you focus on what people want and what they need, you know, the money will come. And, you know, we have a job, you know, to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, yes, we do have to make money. But if you focus on you know, the human being and what they deserve and what they want, it all comes back to you. I believe in the laws of attraction and the universe basically rewarding you from that. So over the last, I would probably say about 6 years while I had my own company, things just skyrocketed. I just felt so much more complete, being able to travel and help people with their own well-being, and teaching them different things, not always in a sales side, but also just to focus on other things and not just the wealth side, and developing people as far as confidence and so on and so forth, which brought me obviously to my network marketing career that started about a year, just about 15 months ago, Lori.
Right. Just off the cuff, as you were speaking there, Dano, how many times have you heard people say over your career, I can't sell, I don't like sales? I'm sure, I know I've heard it, and I'm sure you have. What's your reaction to that when people say to you, well, don't ask me to sell anything because I don't like sales?
You know, it's almost like it's a defense mechanism that people think that, you know, you always have to sell something. At the end of the day, if you're just, if you come off as someone who's genuine, and you generally want to help somebody become successful, or you just want to help them achieve something, whether it's financially or just for their well-being, or help them choose a vehicle, for example, and you just be yourself and you guide them through a process, because at the end of the day, people don't, you know, a lot of times people don't want to be sold on something. People like to buy something. People like to achieve something, but they need guidance. They need to look forward to listening to somebody to help guide them, take them by the hand, walk them through a process. So the selling, when they say, oh, I don't want to sell anything, they're so focused on, oh, I have to sell something. But it goes way beyond the word, I have to sell something. Because if you come across as genuine and you really want to help them, you know, they'll start to trust you and they'll start to believe in you. And then at that time, you know, they'll open up and then they'll basically say, okay, so what can you do for me? Or, you know, what can you do to help me be successful? So I think it's almost like a frame of mind that when people have that wall up where I don't want to sell anything, they're not really looking at the right angles on what that really means.
Right. Well, where would we be without our salespeople? We would have vehicles. We wouldn't have furniture. We wouldn't have anything.
Absolutely. And you know what?
Right?
Every single thing, you know, relies on somebody, you know, showing the product or helping with, you know, just something, whether it's online or in person. There's always someone there as a middleman, you know, to get to that product or to achieve something, whether it's a product or not. You're absolutely right.
Right, right. I used to tease my moms and say, well, if it's a cold winter, nasty day, you're actually going to sell your kids on the fact that they need to wear their mittens, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
we're always
selling, whether we're conscious of it or not.
Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering, just from your aspect. So most recently, you've joined an organization called CFX, and I would just love you to take whatever amount of time you want to talk about that. What is CFX, and what is the business, and what's happening? Because it sounds very exciting. I did attend a couple of your meetings, and certainly something that is timely given the difficult economic times that we're having right now. Myself included, was impacted not just by the oil bust here in Alberta, but also by COVID, because my services were the authority. If somebody needs their lights or groceries or take a workshop, guess what they're going to do? So I know that people are looking for different ways to, you know, repair that or get that looked after. So over to you just to talk a little bit about what is CFX, and anything else do you want to share about it? It's pretty exciting stuff. So over to you. And I have a couple of other questions we'll ask you later after you're done, all right?
Sure. CFX, Lori, is a company that was established back in 2019 by some very, I would probably say, very influential people who basically has been in the Forex market business related. You know, they've actually built businesses. They've been in the business world for a while, and they've done a lot of dabbling in the Forex market, you know, just as, you know, doing their own trade or trading and so on and so forth. So a bunch of them came together back in 2019 and decided they wanted to bring a company to the world that could potentially give access to every single person the chance to leverage the Forex market, which is the largest market in the world. You know, these gentlemen are, you know, are very reputable. And, you know, you can search them. They have LinkedIn profiles. They're online and so on and so forth. But what they did is instead of them constantly just doing the trading themselves and, you know, having the education at their fingertips for just their inner circle, what they did was they basically put it within a company that that the whole world has access to. And CFX offers a fantastic education. They have an academy to help teach people of, you know, whoever wants to learn more about the Forex market and the financial market, because it is the world's largest financial market. It trades over $5.3 trillion a day, Lori. And when I was, before I actually got introduced to CFX back about 15 months ago, I had no idea that the currency market was that huge. If people don't know, there's about 85 currencies currently in the world that makes a world go round. And there's about 65 active currencies on the foreign exchange right now. And CFX focuses on about 11 of the most popular and the strongest currency pairs on the market. So what they put together was a business built on a real business infrastructure. They have a brick and mortar office downtown in Panama, Panama City, South American company. And they have a 10,000 square foot office. I had the liberty of going down to the company launch back in 2019 in November, where I was invited and just completely blown away on what these gentlemen put together in order to evolutionize the way that we look at, you know, the trading side or the academy on the Forex. And the good thing with this is that it allows everybody to, you know, see a world from a different view, because most people don't have a chance to leverage that market. Most people haven't even heard of it. So CFX allows us to join up as a member and purchase this education. And then alongside with it, there's some services that are basically given to them to be used, you know, within the company. So, you know, whether you choose to learn about it or not, you do have a chance to obviously make a very good passive income utilizing their expertise. So, you know, I would urge everybody to take a look at their website, go through it. There's just a world of, you know, education, information on who these guys are. I can go on forever here, Lori, about it. You know, what we do is we actually host, you know, live webinars. Today we did one where we had, you know, just about 500 people on the call, you know, tuning in from home because of COVID and stuff like that. And, you know, we were educating them on the company and what we've been doing, you know, for the last 18 months. And it really is revolutionizing the way, you know, we look at, you know, the Forex and just working together as a team. There is a, you know, a bunch of different income streams that people can have access to. So it's really changing people's lives. We've had a lot of people during this whole pandemic. You know, a lot of it's just, you know, it was sad. A lot of people have lost their jobs. Most of the time they had to stay at home and homeschool their children because their children couldn't go to work and school and so on and so forth. So they couldn't go to work. So where is the income coming from? So because this had started prior to the pandemic, the members had a chance to earn passive income through CFX and also learn about the Forex market at the same time. And during those times, and even till today, since the day the pandemic started, I get, you know, dozens of emails a week saying, you know, thank you for, you know, your guidance. I really appreciate the company and everything you've done with your team in order for us to be able to make, you know, even a few more $100 a week or $1,000 extra a week, that without CFX, we wouldn't have been able to pay our bills or put food on our table. So it goes a long way when you know that you're part of a company, but also it's a family, it's a community. And right now we're in about, you know, just over 200 countries worldwide, and we have about 155,000 plus members, and it's growing, Lori. And it's just a blessing for so many people. So, I mean, I have people who reach out to me daily and ask me about the company, and I explain the same thing. And a lot of people are looking for something to do passively from home, you know, something to do from the comfort of their own home on their laptop, or, you know what I mean? And with this company, because of what type of blueprint they have and, you know, the success they've already had with the results and how they've been changing lives, you know, they have a legacy blueprint, Lori. They have plans for the second year, third year, 5 years, 10 years, and even 20 years moving forward. So very exciting times ahead with CFX.
So what I'm hearing you say, there's an opportunity here for the average person who originally would not have even maybe considered investing in the markets, or not knowing how, or not knowing, you know, not wanting to be involved. So let's talk a little bit about the monetary side. What does it, you know, if I want to become a member, what does it cost? What do I get for my money in exchange for that, along with being part of the organization itself? Can you want to go there for a little while?
Yeah, sure. So basically the good thing about CFX is that, you know, this is good for people who just want to have access to a passive income, maybe a second or a third income to compensate for, you know, the extra money that they want for their life, for their lifestyle, or their family. There's actually five income streams within the company. So passively, you know, you have a chance to earn, you know, from the actual Forex market based off of a trading pack. And this pack actually has an education, so we purchased the education. And from there, the services from CFX, you know, basically allows us to leverage the Forex market. So, for instance, if someone wanted to, you know, put in, you know, let's just say $1,000, everything is done in USD. What would happen would be that you would actually enter the company using now a new currency, which is digital gold. We call it a digital currency. It's called Bitcoin. So for people who don't know much about the Bitcoin world and what's happening out there, you know, this is something that, you know, they should research. It's going crazy. It's been around for about 11 or 12 years now, and it's something that's really revolutionizing the monetary system. So utilizing Bitcoin and crypto, it allows us to access the foreign exchange market. So with that, it allows you to earn daily earnings off of, you know, the pack that you do purchase. And there's some other income streams also within there. There's another one passively, which allows you to, we call it the Matrix, which allows us to make money from other things that happen within the ecosystem. We call the compensation plan. And if you choose to share the business, you know, like for instance, to friends or whatever the case may be, you know, from then you get access to, you know, three more income streams. So to further go into that, I mean, you know, it's a little complex. But at the end of the day, you know, to watch a brief 20-minute presentation that I watched and that has been built and put together for someone who has no idea or who hasn't, you know, been in touch with anybody in this company is something that I would recommend for everybody, Lori, just to know exactly how they can earn as well as learn with CFX.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity to be educated, and also my understanding is that all of our funds, you know, we get those funds in a place where they can be invested and pooled, and then we all earn from that, which, am I correct in saying that, just in general terms?
Sure. Can you say that again,
yeah,
please?
Just that, so let's say if I invested $1,000 or $500 or whatever, then part of that is my education, and another piece of that is actually used to invest on my behalf. Am I correct in that?
So it's not really an investment. We're actually purchasing an education. And then what CFX does is they actually utilize some of their services through a regulated global broker out of the United Kingdom, and they put our money to work for us. So we're not doing any trading. We're not doing an investing. We're not like I'm not a financial advisor. I don't give financial advice. No member is. But what it is it allows us to tap into that market utilizing the educational pack that CFX offers to give us a chance to learn. And then while we're learning, we also have a chance to earn as well. So it is a way to build up a nice little passive income stream moving forward. And, you know, you also have a chance to withdraw your earnings every single Saturday. The company pays out. So it's really good, you know, depending on what you want to achieve.
Cool. So if I wanted to attend an information session and get to see that video, what's the best way for my listeners to do that?
Well, I think at this point, the best way to do that would be to attend one of our webinars. We do have global webinars every single day, 6 days a week, Monday to Friday, and then we also have one on Sunday. But I mean, for your listeners, because we're, you know, it's kind of a your own group, I think what we'll do is we'll just create a link where, you know, you can have it on the website there on your radio show website, Lori. That way, you know, all they have to do is click on that. It'll be a countdown to the different times based off of time zones or where they are in the world, because we are all over the world. So we have a very good link where, depending on what time zone you're in, you can listen. And we also have private team calls. So like yourself, like the ones you attended for my team there, you know, that's something that we can always get them on as well, Lori. And I can always create a link for you to have specifically for your listeners.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's exciting. Now, in your opinion, and because not just your opinion, but your experience, what does it take to be a successful entrepreneur and to pursue our independence and our wealth and abundance? What are some key things that you've done that have put you where you are right now? What have you been willing to do?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to kind of look in the mirror and ask yourself what you want to achieve. So years ago, I made a choice that I was not going to stop until I was financially successful, as well as helped as many people become successful as possible. So I always say success never sleeps. You know, you do whatever you can. I never believed in a certain amount of work in order to get paid for that certain amount of work. So when I became an entrepreneur back about almost 5.5 years ago now, my mindset was literally switched on a 180 degree level there, Lori. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I'm going to listen to the right people. I'm going to surround myself with successful people, because you got to really take a look at the circle that you're in. And it's very powerful, because if you're, you know, around people that are always successful and they're trying to, you know, achieve a more powerful and successful mindset to further their, you know, their growth as well as their career, whatever they're looking for, you know, it'll rub off on you. So I took a 180 and started surrounding myself with people that wanted the same things as me as far as achieving success, not only for myself, but also to help teach me how to you know, pay that forward to other people. So I think for someone sitting on their couch listening to the show and saying, you know what, I have dreams. I've always wanted to do this, or, you know, and it's almost like it hasn't happened, or they're waiting too long, you know. And I believe there's three types of people in this world, Lori. There's people who wait for things to happen. And sometimes the time goes by so fast that we lose track of it. And before you know it, you know, we don't have that opportunity anymore. The second type of person is someone who watches things happen. And it's someone who sits down, just watches everybody else achieve their dreams. You know, and you got to think, well, how are they doing that? And the third and most important, you know, type of person out there that I would call myself, and many, many people I know globally, is people who make things happen, not only for themselves, but for other people. So you really got to take a step back. So it's almost like slow down to speed up. Take a look at your life. Take a look at who your circle of friends are, and focus on, where do I want to be 5 years from now? Where do I want to be 10 years? Maybe where do I want to be a year from now? And then you literally have to take action. And you know what? Finding the right vehicle and finding the right people to ride in that vehicle with is key. It's very vital to your own success. Now, don't get me wrong. I might not be 100% correct on that. And some people just, might wake up one morning and bang, there's an opportunity that turns their life around. But, for the majority of people, you really got to just set a game plan. And I think it starts with the mindset, Lori, and who you're surrounding yourself with.
Absolutely. That has definitely been my experience as well. Mm-hmm. So in the journey, your journey, what is it that happens for you? For example, not everything's always going to work out the way we want it to. So what are some little tips on riding those waves, those times when things are not coming together the way we want them to, or we feel challenged by, right now, for example, all of our listeners out there who have been challenged by COVID financially, how do you ride those waves?
Well, I think, you got to take – sorry, go ahead.
No, how have you done it? Because obviously you have.
Yeah. Well, to be quite honest with you, I've always had that mindset where if a situation was in front of me and I knew that it was something that was going to impact me negatively, I always looked for ways around that, because you always have to think success. You always got to think positive. I'm one of the biggest optimists you'll ever meet. I always look at a glass, half full, not half empty. I don't get along with pessimists. They're the opposite of myself, but we do have really good conversations, I'll tell you, Lori. But, at the end of the day, if I'm in a situation where I find that could, is going to be negative moving forward, you really just got to, at that moment, you got to go in that mindset and be like, okay, what do I need to do to counteract this? All right. And a lot of people over the last 15 months have not only reached out to me, but they've reached out to many, many people, within the company and said, show me the way, show me how I could make extra money to get by, or show me how to come out of my comfort zone or my box. I want to help people. I want to guide people. I want to be successful, and I want to help others become successful. So it just goes back to just, getting with that right vehicle. And, I'll tell you a little bit of a story here. Back about, this was about 15 years ago. I was at a crossroads, and I was in and out of jobs, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I had a couple of options in front of me. And, at that point, I knew that if I was to take option A, it wasn't really going to lead me anywhere except straight down the same road or the same path that I was on, growing up. But then there was path B that was slightly off the beaten path. And you know what? There might have been a little bit of risk to that, but I believe no risk, no reward. And sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone in order to take a chance at something. Don't be afraid to take a chance. You know what I mean? Because just like Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So unless you're 100% comfortable in your life and your lifestyle and the amount of wealth that you've accomplished, or if you're happy with paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you're saving every month because you want to have that, that vacation once a year, that's fine. Whatever you're comfortable with, that makes you happy, amazing. We couldn't have asked for more. But if you're the type of person who just like, this is good, but it's not great. I want something more.
Mm-hmm.
I there's a drive in me. There's a flame or a fire inside of me. It's almost like a pilot light, on your fireplace. And all you got to do is turn that switch on, and then boom, there's that big, beautiful flames. And that's inside every one of us. So in order to be able to, to light that flame, you really got to sit back and say, I'm sick and tired of doing the same old thing. I am going to make a move. I'm going to do something for myself. And then once I do that and I accomplish for myself, I'm going to help people along the way. And you know what, Lori? After I took that path B, I'm telling you, if I took path A, who knows where I would be at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But path B led me exactly to where I am today. And I believe in that. All the decisions you make will lead you eventually to where you are today. So if you look back at all of the decisions you made, that's where you are today is based off of those decisions. You know,
well,
it may not be the dreams, but you need goals in order to reach a higher level.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've said the exact same words. And some people have said, well, there's a saying, everything happens for a reason. And I don't really believe that anymore. I think everything happens because of the decisions we've made. And you just said it too. And so when I hear people say, oh, well, you know, that really bad thing happened to me, but everything happens for a reason, I'm not really buying that anymore. I believe it's all about decisions. And different people have different ways to make decisions, right? You have everything.
You know what?
From...
You're absolutely right. 100%. And you know what? There's going to be a lot of, there's going to be a lot of people that might, you know, walk in front of you on that path to where you want to go, and you might get detoured a little bit off the beaten path, but you still have to be able to make a decision to come back to that path where you want to walk on. You know, because don't get me wrong, there's a lot of influence out there, good and bad, but you ultimately have to make your decisions. You know what I mean? So, and that's something that I made a decision on, like I said, about 15 years ago. So when I was invited by a very good friend of mine, when he told me about CFX, I basically, you know, I wanted to know more about them, you know, and he was telling me, he told me that CFX, you know, was basically founded by people who always wanted more. You know, they have an international team of experts in project management, network marketing. They're, you know, so much experience, over 25, 30 years plus in the financial markets. And, you know, the company is associated with a highly trained staff in the educational arena, in the Forex market. They're so passionate about helping people and even master their own financial success. So that kind of made me go, wow, this sounds really cool. This is something that I'd love to be a part of. And one of the things with CFX, Lori, is that the main principle is providing everyone with the support and the advanced technology that's designed for every single person to learn and transform our dreams into achievements, utilizing, you know, being a part of the company. And the CFX business model, honestly, when I started really taking a look at that, I knew that this was going to bring me to a whole different level. Why? Because it combined trading systems with, you know, AI technology algorithms in the Forex market. It brought on network marketing. Interactive educational programs, and it really did create a unique experience for every single person. So over the last 15 months, I've grown even more to where I was, you know, even from the beginning of last year, you know, and that's the path that I wanted. I was like, wow, this is going to take me to a whole different level. And here I am today, and, you know, and it's just amazing.
And I might mention to our listeners that you are Canadian. You are out of Calgary, Alberta. And that's
correct.
Important, too, I think, for us to know, right?
Yeah, I was born in Toronto, and I left Toronto shortly in the early 20s. And I ended up traveling to British Columbia there for a couple of years. And then I ended up, obviously, in Alberta, in Calgary, sorry. Where I just, you know, I went through my growth period, and I've been here about 18 years. So over the last, you know, 18 plus years, I've kind of started my growth, and I've been here ever since. And it's just,
cool.
I just love the city. Yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about business, I just want to share this, and you can elaborate if you would, that I have groups of young people. I have one particular group of young people. I hope they're listening today, but I did specifically invite them to listen. It's a team of young people who are just starting out. They're like in their 20s, their early 20s, and they're starting out in a similar business opportunity. And would you say, I mean, I was with the Mary Kay organization years ago, and we didn't have a computer. I remember we were so excited when we got a fax machine, because now we could fax our orders in on Friday instead of running like a crazy person to the airport to get them on the plane. So, yeah. And I'm one of those people that has kept up with the technology, but isn't it easier and more convenient and effective and quick? Nothing comes quickly, but to build a business, we have so much at our fingertips now compared to, let's say, even 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? It's the e-learning side. It's the internet. You know, we can access so much different types of information online from the comfortability of our own home, Lori, where all you need is a Wi-Fi signal to get educated. So, I mean, with all of these, you know, people that are, you know, the adolescents, teenagers, and they have so much available. And sometimes they get overwhelmed with all of the opportunities out there, but you really got to take a step back and say, you know what do I really want to achieve? Now, it's actually a fun thing to do, if sitting down, taking a piece of paper and saying, where do I want to be in 5 years? What type of wealth do I want to have, whether it's yearly or, you know, or whatever the case may be? Put down some goals. You know, sometimes flying by the seat of their pants, you know, is not a good idea. Because if you have a structured plan, it actually does motivate you more to stay on that right path. So you can go on the internet, you can look at, well, you know what, I want to be a, I want to be a mechanic or something like that. They can literally go online, they can research all the information that they know, that where the education is, where they have to go to school, you know, volunteer, whatever the case may be. You know, they can just go online with that. So the e-learning side is so much more available now compared to when, you know, when we were in school. And geez, if, you know, knowing what I know now, you know, compared to what I knew when I was 20, oh gosh, if I, you know, that'd be a whole different call.
Yes, for sure. So I know that over the years, there have been a lot of opportunities available for people through a network marketing system or program, direct sales. You know, some companies don't last very long. Some companies last forever. So what do you think is the difference between a company that's going to be here for the next 50 to 100 years and the ones that will be gone by the summer? What is it about those organizations? And I'm suspecting that CFX will be here a long time. So what is it that makes them, sets them apart, do you think, from the others?
Well, you know what? I think it starts with who's behind the actual company. You have to take a look at the corporate team. You got to take a look at the CEOs. You got to take a look at just everybody involved. You know, and I think, you know, it's almost like the generals of an army. You know what I mean? You know, you're following the generals into the field, and they take care of, you know, the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in their army. That's a good way to look at it. So being able to follow someone with years of experience, and proven track records of being successful in the fields that they have been or they are in now is vital to understanding, you know, that a company is going to be here and, you know, whether they're going to be here in 6 months or 6 years or 20 years. Now, another thing to think about is you have to kind of look at the foundation of the company and what the company is built on. And CFX is built off of a real business infrastructure, Lori. Like they have, like I mentioned before, they have a full brick and mortar company office. It's 10,000 square feet. There's an open door policy. If anybody wants to go and even learn about the Forex and stuff like that, they welcome everybody in. But it also goes to show you what type of, you know, plan that they have for their members. And network marketing, it's a whole different beast. So when dealing with a company that is based off of a real company infrastructure, which CFX is, the network marketing side is just an added component for extra success. Now, you know, and that's the beautiful thing. Even if there was no network marketing, it would still be a successful company. You know what I mean? Because all you got to do is you can, you know, you earn while you learn. So if you choose to share the company and, you know, get the word out there, well, you know, they'll compensate you for that as well. So they are trying to revolutionize that industry, utilizing the crypto side as well as the Forex, and they're putting it all in one. That's not an easy feat to do. And most companies who have tried in the past literally had a shelf life of maybe 3 to 6 to maybe even 8-9 months at the most. So after a year and a half on CFX's promises being delivered, everything that's, you know, been delivered as far as, you know, the next phase going into copy trading and so on and so forth, is just awesome to see. And one very important thing is that companies that are successful probably research the failures of other companies. And because of the failures of other companies, what do they have to do to be prepared for when potentially those obstacles or hurdles will be faced with them? So if they know how to get past that, based off of the failures, there's no reason why they can't be successful. And believe me, it's not an easy industry to master, but CFX has everything planned out, even prior to launching. So it wasn't just a couple of guys, you know, in a basement saying, you know what, why don't we take our trading experience to the world and let's hope it works and let's hope we, you know, we help hundreds of thousands of people. No, they actually sat down and they prepared for this launch for years prior, and they have a very well-experienced, you know, team behind them. And, you know, it's just awesome to know that when you join a company with a track record of the people behind the scenes, you know you're in good hands, that you do have that confidence.
Exactly. Because a lot of times there are many opportunities out there. It's kind of like yesterday in our health and wellness broadcast. There's so much information out there about how to mm-hmm. care of yourself, and there are so many opportunities. I mean, I get invited to join somebody's team probably every other day because mm-hmm. of the companies that are out there that are, you know, looking for people. But anyway, yeah, I just wondered what you thought of that in terms of a foundation. And I know that in my own experience, any company that had really strong leadership, that was the key as well. Speed of the leader is the speed mm-hmm. of the gang, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you've heard that before. So
yes,
in terms of profile of people who have joined CFX and the kinds of people that are continuing to join, I mean, we can say, well, anybody that has a pulse could probably join if they have a little bit of money to spare. But do you have any kind of specific characteristics or qualities that you prefer or that you like to see in people when they join the company?
You know, Lori, that's a great question, because a lot of people wonder if they have what it takes company become successful. And the beautiful mm-hmm. thing about CFX is that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what you've done. It only matters on, you know, what you want to become or what you want to earn and, you know, or what you want to learn. So whether you're somebody who is at home, you know, raising a couple of children, you know, might have a couple hours, you know, throughout the day to finally relax because of a family life, and you just want to make some passive income on the side and possibly learn about, you know, the Forex and why it's the largest financial market in the world, you can. And you can make, you know, a nice, decent passive income utilizing the company. But if you're also someone who has a little bit more time and wants to, for instance, go full time and create, you know, even more wealth or create, you know, your let's just say this, if you want to create something where you can show others to become successful as well, you know, CFX will help you. The community is very strong. So whether you want to come in passively or you want to come in and you want to do this full time, part time, and you want to, you know, grow your wealth over time, you can. So it's not meant for just one type of person, Laura. And that's why, you know, we have, you know, well over 155,000 people in, you know, 200 plus countries worldwide in just under 18 months. It's changing lives in many, many different countries and helping people that have never dreamed of making, you know, even a couple extra $100 a month, a week, let alone, you know, a couple extra $1,000 a week, you know. So it's awesome to see that the company has put together something that the average person can be successful in, not just somebody that has years of experience. And that's the beautiful, that's one of the beautiful things about CFX, Lori.
Right, right.
And you know what, one of the things too,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say that one of the core values, and CFX is, you know, they have core values, and it's the transparency with the company towards their members back and forth, honesty, and also the respect are the keys behind the creation of, you know, a long-term company and trust and confidence for all CFX members. And, you know, to see through the transparency, you know, CFX gives you a chance, even as someone who has no experience, to dive in from independent data or even verifying partners to have an easy to use system in order for you to go like, wow, this is easy to use. You know, I don't have to have experience. I really can mm-hmm. earn while I learn.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gone, what I'm hearing you say there is that they've built what I might call, might be the wrong word, but like a hybrid, you know, picking the best of everything and putting it together to create an opportunity that's unheard of.
It is definitely the only company that I know of, and we call it a hybrid because they're actually utilizing the three industries, the Forex market, mm-hmm. Forex industry, the Forex market. They're bringing in the network marketing side, and then now they're adding in, you know, the cryptocurrency side of things. So to incorporate all three of those, you know, powerful industries in one and to utilize that as a member is just extraordinary.
Right. So it's really integrated. Well,
it
that's
is.
Amazing.
It is. And,
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to do is I wanted just to, you know, just briefly mention a couple of things about the goals for CFX. And one of the things that they focus on, and it's almost like a statement now that we're talking about it, is basically to provide everybody with the quality learning opportunities for every single candidate that wants, you know, a different type of education, whether it's in the Forex market or not. So CFX aims to produce, you know, independent students able to play a creative role in their community as well in a broader society, you know, and they're having a chance on the teaching side and the learning as an intent to producing more competent, knowledgeable, and even skilled students, just like myself as a student of the Forex, and able to economically stay active and contribute to the workforce of wherever country they are in, like they are in, whether it's Nigeria or the UK or, you know, Africa or wherever the case may be. And I mean, just their work alone, you know, through their corporate accounts, it allows everybody to manage, you know, their own capital of different, you know, the capital of different parts of the world with absolute security and transparency, giving every single person the opportunity to access the trading programs. And you know what, supported by, I would say, cutting edge technologies, is bar none with CFX because they have the experience. They put together everything in a proprietary state. So the education as well as the EAs that are, you know, doing the trading for us, you know, those are all proprietary. They're built off of real experiences and strategies. So we are really in good hands, you know, when it comes to getting taught everything we need to know, Lori, by CFX.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Well, we have a few minutes left, but just before we wrap things up, is there anything else that you would like to share that would encourage people to take a look at the website, how to connect with us. The show will actually is being recorded, and I will load it up on our Lori Davis Facebook page and continue to share it with others. And anything else, words of encouragement, or that you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap things up here, Dano?
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, if people want to just, you know, dive right in and kind of go and take a look at the website, I'll just tell you the website that is www.globalwealthfx.biz. So I'm going to repeat that. It's www.globalwealthfx, as in Forex, fx.biz, B-I-Z. And that'll take them to the main website. They can, you know more about the company. They can get a little bit more in-depth view on the Forex market, the academy, you know, upcoming stuff with the company and so on and so forth. That's a good place to start. And then together, maybe even after the call, Lori, we'll get in touch with each other, and then we'll have a couple other links for all your viewers. And I mean, at the end of the day, you really got to sit back, and for everybody listening, it's the same thing that I did, and I mentioned many people in my circle of friends. You just got to take a step back and ask yourself, you know, what am I worth? You know, what do I want to do? Am I 100% happy with what's going on in my life now? Do I have the ability or drive to go out and get something else? Because don't just sit there and think you're not worth that effort. Everybody has access to so many opportunities. You just got to sometimes know where to look, and sometimes you just got to you got to take action. I like to say action takers are money makers, Lori, because it's true. You know what I mean? Just sitting down on your couch, watching Netflix every day, you know, just going to work 9 to 5. Well, that's your life. That's what you're worth. You're worth that 9 to 5 job. But if people have that mindset where they say, you know what, I want something better than this. I know I can get something, and I deserve something better than this. Well, then go get it. You know what I mean? It all starts with possibly a phone call or clicking on a website or listening to this radio show and taking a look at CFX. And I'm telling you, in the last 18 months, there's been so many amazing testimonials where it gives me goosebumps knowing that people's lives are changing financially because of this wonderful legacy company. So I guess at the end of the day, I just want to thank all viewers for coming, all listeners being here today, and hopefully they got some value.
Well, I want to thank you because I know you're a busy guy and taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. So I want to thank you for that. And my listeners will definitely have benefit. I have taken notes the whole time you've been talking, and thank you for all of that great information. And you have a great rest of the day. I'm just going to wrap things up here and close the show. And my guest today, Dano from CFX, talking about the business opportunity, the money-making opportunity, the life-changing opportunity that he has so eloquently presented to us today. So thank you so very much. I'm Lori Davis. You've been listening to The Lori Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. And tomorrow I have a panel of six or seven, that I've been able to find from the East Coast all the way to British Columbia, who will be joining me tomorrow to have a conversation about this very critical issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women, men, and children. It's a 2-hour special, so I hope you will join us to hear more about this critical situation and people coming to the table with their real life stories, which I so very much appreciate, and it's such an honor to have them tomorrow. I'm Lori Davis. Bye for now. Talk to you later.